Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll cover some news about horn flies and livestock and remind everyone of our upcoming extension programming, like our McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 15th, and our Farm Safety Day Camp, June 3rd. But first, I'm sure everyone is hopeful for the rain and the thoughts of it helping our farmers and ranchers all over the county. All segments of agriculture have been affected by this spring's lack of rain. Hopefully, what we will get now will just be the start of what is needed in terms of moisture for the summer months. The development of the Kansas wheat crop in our area is well ahead compared to other years due to the warmer than average winter and spring seasons and the extreme drought conditions experienced this March and April. Our dry conditions have resulted in short native grass pasture growth, promoting producers to consider grazing out poor wheat or delaying grazing of native pastures. While some row crop farmers are waiting on rain and are slow to plant their corn and other spring crops, others have planted their crops just a little deeper to get the seed into the moisture that we do have. Ag producers and homeowners have to rely on Mother Nature to help them in their success of their fields and their lawns. Please contact us here at K-State Extension McPherson County office to help answer any questions you might have for your concerns. In my livestock news, for beef and dairy producers, horn flies are more than a nuisance. They contribute to measurable losses in weight gain, milk production, and overall animal performance. The horn fly is considered the most important pest of pastured cattle in the United States. When populations are high, cattle experience irritation and blood loss, leading to reduced average daily gain, decreased milk production, and altered grazing behavior. Research indicates horn flies can reduce calf weaning weights by 4 to 15% and stocker cattle or replacement heifers by up to 18%. In addition, horn flies are associated with the transmission of summer mastitis. Horn flies are small, gray flies approximately half the size of a house fly. They are typically found clustered along the top line, shoulders, sides, and poll, top of the head, of cattle. During hot summer months, they often move to the belly region where the temperatures are cooler. The horn fly remains the biggest problem. Producers who understand its biology of the horn fly and implement an integrated, data-driven management strategy will be better positioned to protect herd performance. In our extension calendar, it's time to sign your youngster up for our Farm Safety Day Camp, which is set for June 3rd this year. Youngsters will have a fun day packed with safety tips from McPherson County Fire, EMS, Police, and Sheriff, along with farm safety stations set throughout the day. Again, applications will need to be turned in by May 22nd for our 2026 Farm Safety Day Camp, June 3rd. This educational program is sponsored by K-State Extension and our local McPherson County McPherson Farm Bureau. Call the office to sign your kids up. And don't forget to attend this week's McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour on Friday, May 15th. We will start the day off with a meal sponsored by MKC, starting at 11:30 at the MKC Training Center in Mound Ridge. At 1 o'clock, we will move to the Golly Plot at 23rd and Cheyenne, where you can ask K-State specialists about wheat varieties, diseases, soil fertility, and health. Then at 3:30, we will end the day at the Inman Plot, just east of 4th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. Make plans now to attend our annual McPherson County Wheat Plot Tour, May 15th. And our next Teach and Taste class will be Wednesday, May 13th, here at the Extension office. RSVPs are needed. This month, we will be making Southwest enchiladas, where it's always free and hands-on. And if you are looking for a place to showcase your homegrown or homemade products this season, the McPherson County Farmers Market is now inviting vendors for our 2026 season. Starting June 6th and running every Saturday till the end of September, The market will be open from 7:30 till 11 at the McPherson County 4-H Fairgrounds in the Blue Roundtop Building. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions.